Wait a minute, what am I doing? Two men in a what? Two friends from film school, one who graduated, one who did, and they decided to make a podcast. Okay, this has never been done before, right? Okay. This is Matthew and Harrison's Two Men in a Movie. It's not what it sounds like.
Welcome to the Two Men in a Movie podcast, where each week one man joins another man to watch a movie he can't believe he hasn't seen. That's a new intro I'm doing now. As always, I'm your every week the same intro host, Matthew Olenchek, joined as always by my sloppy, toppy co-host and husband, Harrison Poole. And this week we're joined by, do you want me to call you sloppy too? Are you feeling left out?
I don't know. I don't know how to feel about that.
By our sloppy toppy friend, returning to the pod, Jenna.
How are you doing?
I'm doing okay so far.
Hell yeah. Staying sloppy.
Oh yeah, definitely. 1,000%.
She liked the picture. She liked the picture of Nick a lot.
Sure. I love the shrine.
It's a nice picture. I just think it's weird.
My eyes are just extremely drawn to it. I remember when I picked that picture and I was like going stalking is more like it, his Instagram account. Mm-hmm. And I saw that picture and I was like, yep, that's the one. And I screenshotted it and I zoomed it in because it was supposed to be just a head. And we taped it to the body and it worked.
Hell yeah. It's a theater movie this week, guys. I'm so excited. Is this our second one in the last month? Tron Ares in this?
Yeah, I think... No, we did Trick or Treat Between. Yeah, I was supposed to say back to back. But yeah, it's our second one. There's a lot of movies coming out. You know, we had Tron. We had... this one wasn't planned. I just saw it. But we're going to go see Mortal Kombat when that comes out. That's coming out soon.
May next year.
Oh, it got delayed.
They got hella pushback. Because it was supposed to come out early October.
We're going to see Gabby's Playhouse.
No, we're not.
It's got what her name in it. The funny lady from SNL.
Aren't you guys going to see FNAF 2?
Yeah.
We are going to see FNAF 2.
That's what I thought.
I'm going to have to buy another. Well, it depends on if Neve can make the time. But I'm going to have to buy a fourth mic. So there's a four-person episode with my brother and her.
I'm just glad that finally me watching FNAF will create the most precious commodity content. This one I feel is like going to be good, though. I feel like I'm going to like this one.
Did you get a trailer for it?
No, I haven't seen anything about it. I just know Megan Fox is in it, and it looks like there's more scary stuff, which is my big complaint with the first one, is there wasn't enough, like, horror.
Sure. Like, I didn't know Megan Fox was in the...
She's voicing Chica.
Oh, interesting.
I'm just hoping that we don't have, like, a 10-minute sequence of them building a pillow fort this time, which
is my gosh.
Very strange.
That was a big waste of time.
It was weird.
Movie.
I was sitting there like, what's happening?
Let kids' horror be kids' horror.
Like, it was such a fun movie, but then they were like, ah, yes, we need to waste 10 minutes on building a pillow fort and then laying under it, even though how would the animatronics do that? Really?
I'm so excited for this to be another 5.5. Like, I'm so ready for this to just be so mid. And then 400 days from now, my brother's starting another group chat.
At least we're not going to have a dream sequence subplot this time.
Are you sure?
That's been resolved. That was resolved.
What if we get a new one?
I will tear down the projector screen with my bare hands.
I would pay to see that. I'm willing to bet real money there's going to be a dream sequence.
There's no...
It's going to be Abby's dream sequence.
There's not
going to
be a subplot where he keeps dream delving. There's going to be no Inception subplot happening.
Sure.
Sometimes you just got a dream walk.
$50 says there's not.
I'm going to guess there's going to be at least two dream sequences.
Two dream sequences?
Yeah. I think it's going to open on a dream sequence, and there's going to be one somewhere in the end of the second act.
It's going to be like a nightmare sequence.
Yep.
Definitely Mike's nightmare sequence.
$50 says there's not an opening dream sequence.
I don't have that money to lose. So
it's going to be Mike's, or it could be Vanessa's.
Yeah.
Maybe she wakes up from her coma in the hospital.
I remember next to nothing about the five minutes
of
Freddy's
movie. Is she in the movie in a coma?
I don't know if she's like in a coma per se, or maybe they put her in like a medically induced coma so she could like heal from her injuries.
Doctor shouldn't be able to do that.
But what? Why?
What?
Too much power.
That is such hot topic.
That's how they save lives sometimes, is you slow the body down enough to treat the body.
Mm. Just put some ice cubes on them.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
You're like a school nurse.
My mom's a nurse. My mom's a nurse. I know so much about medicine.
Okay. He sounds like a school nurse. Just put some ice on it. You'll be fine.
Because ice makes things slow.
Okay.
The state of cold.
The amount of ice you would need to put someone slow enough to treat them. No. It would be so many more.
I could put you into an ice-induced coma right now with what I have in my fridge.
Do it.
Just lay some toast or strudel on you.
Record. Fucking, let's do it. Do it for the
for you too.
Yeah. Here's my phone.
Watch me put my co-host into a medically induced coma using only ice cubes. Whoa.
That's gonna go viral, like right now.
We're joined by Mr. Beast. Look at his smile.
He paid for all of the ice.
He paid for all the ice.
Have we talked about what the movie is?
No.
Okay.
So we saw Shelby Oaks.
Written and directed by Chris Stuckman.
It was a surprise.
You saw it in like a mystery movie,
yeah,
right?
So I go to the like Cinemark secret movie series that they do, and I had like a theory. So it started off as this like big theory. My friend and I went to see Roofman, and we also saw a secret movie series, and we were thinking it was probably going to be Roofman when we went to see it. And before we got into the theater, there was actually a poster for Shelby Oaks outside of the theater, and they always do it in that exact theater every single time. So we saw this poster, and I was like standing there thinking, she's like, well, what was the poster that was on it last week? I was like, I have no idea, because when I went to see the last one, it was Dead of Winter, which is a movie that I had never heard of. And so, like, while I was in there in the movie, it could have been the Roofman poster hanging on the wall. We didn't know. So we were both theorizing that maybe, like, they were giving us hints as to what the next movie was going to be. That theory has since been disproved, because this past Monday, I didn't go see it, but it was a rated R movie, but the poster that was hanging up outside that theater was for something PG-13. But we were looking
into
it.
They caught the guy that was doing it. There's one guy there who was like, my hidden clue, like a little riddle man. He was like, my little clues I'm hiding.
I like to bless these people with a little clue.
Can't they solve my puzzle? And then, you know, like, Vigilante showed up. What's the actual Vigilante? Devil guy?
What?
The actual Vigilante in New York? Devil man?
Oh, which one? Yeah, probably.
The one that rides the special skateboard. There's this guy that goes around with like a devil mask riding an electric skateboard, and he's like an actual vigilante, and he beats people up.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, I was reading a story about this guy who like was about to be mugged, and he just rolled up on his skateboard and beat the shit out of the guy.
That's wild. But yeah, so we, Matt and I were walking up to this movie, and I was like, oh my God, they changed the poster. And we walked in, and I sit down, and I'm like, I hope it's Shelby Oaks. I really hope it's Shelby Oaks, because the only thing they tell you about these movies is the rating. They don't even tell you a runtime for it. So you have no idea how long you're going to be sitting there. And the reason they tell you the rating is, you know, liability is a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Like a little, they could take a little kid in there, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, you're not watching Gabby's Playhouse, you're watching a horror movie.
Sure.
So they have to tell us the rating legally. But we sit down and it starts up, and there were no previews before this movie. None. And normally they like play the previews so you can see like, oh, it's not going to be that movie. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be that, which is how we knew it was Roofman before it started. Because that was the only preview they didn't play. But this one, there was nothing. So I was like, what is this going to be? And it starts. And I was like, oh my God, it is. It's Shelby Oaks. I was so excited.
And they didn't tell you the runtime.
No.
Can you imagine if you could sit down? It's like fucking Megalopolis.
Yeah.
It's like 4 hours.
They're not going to play something like that. But it literally says 0 hours and 0 minutes.
That's insane.
So, and I've sat through some short ones. I've sat through some long ones. I've sat through movies that I've never even, like I said, Dead of Winter, never heard of this movie, and it was coming out in a couple weeks, and it had Judy Greer in it. But Shelby Oaks, I'm sitting there, and Matt starts up, and he goes, is this movie scary? I was like, yeah. And he's like, oh, no. And I was like, what, do you not like scary movies? And instantly, the opening scene comes up, and it's her sitting in front of the camera, the main character, Riley. And behind her is like total darkness and like the light shut out and everything. And she's like terrified. And he's like sitting there with like turned away, so hand over the eyes. I was like, do you not like scary movies? He goes, I love scary movies. I don't like jump scares. And I cannot stop laughing.
She laughed at me the entire movie.
I laughed at him the entire movie.
She got out of her chair, stood in front of me, said, "Idiot! Scaredy idiot!" She gave me a wet willy. It was brutal.
No, I did not.
She pointed at me and said, "Everyone laugh at him!" And they did.
I was trying so hard not to laugh out loud because there were people next to us. Like, this theater was pretty full. Like, you have to buy your tickets for these things at least 2 weeks in advance because they completely sell out unless you're going by yourself, which sometimes I am, so it doesn't matter. But if you're going with somebody else, like, you have to get them in advance because people buy them except for the front two rows, but nobody sits in the front two rows.
That's how I saw the Lego movie, was in the front row. Worst movie experience of my life.
Yeah, that's insane.
I was like this, and I got up, I was like, oh, because I'm a big guy. I'm not a big guy. I'm a long guy.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh.
Oh, no, it's so bad. I saw the Hunger Games like that.
Nightmare.
Never again.
I saw Midsommar in the first two rows.
No.
Horrible.
So close to Florence Pugh, though.
Sure.
Big that Pugh. Sounds terrible. Because then you're just like sitting there and they're like really long heads.
Yeah,
you're like, oh my God, this is not fun.
There's a lot of less jump scares in the second half.
Yeah, definitely. No, wait, are you sure?
I jumped less in the second half.
He's lying.
The third act. Maybe I'm thinking the third act.
He's lying because even the trunk slamming shut scared him.
That's insane.
Because it was so unnecessary too. Like all of a sudden it cut to the shot and they were just slamming the trunk.
Sure.
Completely unnecessary sound effect.
Look, you say this is insane, all right? But look, like we're going to be sitting here talking and a little ghoul's going to pop up and you guys are going to be like, oh, whatever. It's going to get you. Me, fucking survival instinct. Bop, 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 bop. I already got it down. You know, I'm primed to survive.
You have your gun on you right now?
I can summon it to my hand. Like Mjolnir.
Like a keyblade?
Like Mjolnir. Can you summon keyblades?
Yeah.
He was ready. He was prepared.
Yeah, I'm because it's one thing where it's like I flinch a lot. I'm like, it's because look, my people. Survivors, all right? My people have endured. As Romani Pole, our people have, like, you know, we our heads on a swivel. I have to be careful. People are out to get me. Put me in camps. Make me build camps. One of the two. Gotta be quick. Gotta be ready.
So I saw this movie last night. And
did you like it?
I liked it a lot.
Okay, good.
Monday at the Kent Discount. At the Kent Theater, saw Good Boy.
Oh, how was that? I was thinking
it's pretty
of that
good.
One. Okay.
It stretches its premise to its absolute limit.
I don't love that.
Like, is that the dog one?
Yeah. It's 71 minutes long.
That's it?
I feel like it could have been 5 minutes shorter.
Oh, God.
But I like it a lot. As a COVID project and as a technical display of filmmaking techniques.
It does sound like a really good 30-minute movie. Like
also,
gave me the premise.
Yes. That dog should be nominated for an Oscar this
Aww.
Year. I mean this unironically. Top three performances of the year. And I am not exaggerating. Indy rocked it.
That's so cute.
Did the dog know it was acting?
The dog did not know it was in a movie.
Then it's not a performance.
Okay. It's not.
Okay, so like, hear me out. What if like you watch this movie and it's like an It movie where there's kids and they're being like hunted by something. And you're like, wow, their performance is so good, right? They were so fearful. And you find out that me, the movie maker, didn't let them know that they were making a movie and just like scared the shit out of them because they thought this was actually happening. They should not win an Oscar for that performance.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure. I don't remember which movie that it was, but there was a little kid in a scary movie that they did not tell them that they were in a movie. I don't remember
Can't
which one
Oscar.
It was. Okay. But they were literally like in a movie and they did not tell them that they were filming this movie about them.
I think a dolphin could win an Oscar. A dolphin could probably figure out it's in a movie.
A dolphin is no animal is eligible to win the Oscar.
Well, I'm saying in my opinion.
That is BS right there.
Yeah,
that's
not
fair.
It's only human actors. Aww. Also, if you're in the mood for a good chuckle, look up Indy's letter to the Academy because his owner wrote a little letter to the Academy to get him nominated for an Oscar.
Sucks, man.
And he signed it with his little paw.
Oh,
do you think an orangutan
no.
could win an Oscar?
Sure, if the performance is good enough.
Don't talk about.
Well, I'm saying, do you think they would allow it to get one?
No, because it's because of a monkey in general that it's only human actors.
That's so dumb. I mean, think about, like, you know, there's cats and dogs that are mayors. Why can't they win an acting award?
I agree.
I'm gonna start a petition.
Because they don't know they're acting.
It doesn't matter. It's a good performance.
But you have to train them.
Yeah.
Technically. A lot of them you have to train.
I watched that movie and I am moved.
Then the trainer should get the award.
They should also get the award. But like that, I was moved by what was on screen, what that dog was showing me. Anyway, this to say, it was the late showing on Monday, and so I didn't get home until like midnight, and then I went to the open mic Tuesday and saw the late showing of Shelby Oaks, and so I didn't get home until like 1 a.m.
Oh my god.
And I realized that I'm not 21 anymore.
No.
I'm almost 30, and I'm a sleepy boy right now.
Yeah.
Have you tried insomnia?
I have. It's not fun.
No, we watch late movies.
I did this the other night. We went to a haunted house Sunday night, and then we got back around like right before 11 o'clock, I want to say. And we were going to watch a movie, and they were like, oh, what should we watch? I was like, well, you guys haven't seen Weapons yet. And so we sat down to watch it, and I had already seen it. And literally by the time the movie started, I was like, I'm going to fall asleep.
Yeah.
I know I am. It's not even midnight. I'm like, it's barely past 11. I made it through probably not even to when it started on the second person's point of view. And I was out, and then I kept waking back up. I'd watch like 10, 15 minutes, fall back to sleep. Finally, I got to see maybe the last like 10 minutes of the movie. But at this point, this was after all the kids are already running rampant through all the houses and everything. So like, I basically missed the whole movie. And at that point, it's like after 1 a.m. and they're like, you know, we kept asking you questions and you were just like asleep. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I was so tired, and they made it through the whole movie.
We should go to a nice children's haunted house, you and me.
Okay. I recommend the Schoolhouse and Laboratory.
No, that's for, I'm saying, nice, like, I want something, the spookiest thing I'm going to see is a green witch.
Yeah, that I would say that.
Or a skeleton that sounds like a xylophone.
We can do that.
When I was in high school, I went to a haunted house with some friends, and a rubber spider came down on the string, and really scared me. I jumped really high.
I was not ready for that. You should go to, it's called the Carnival of Horrors.
I know what these are.
And
Am I uneducated?
You know, the only horror part of it is the fact that it's so terrible. Like, I went and spent money on that. Oh, no, I have one worse. The Seven Floors of Hell.
Okay. I mean, I've been in the scariest haunted, supposedly, according to the advertising.
Is it the Factory of Terror? Haunted house.
No, it was at Cedar Point, the horror thing. They're like, this is the scariest one. I don't remember it because I was very high.
No, of course
you were. Did I tell you about this? My superpower I developed?
What?
So I greened out because I was with a job where the boss gave me tons of, would just give weed out. And so I was like gone. And so I was in line for what seemed like 30 years until suddenly I was in the haunted house.
Oh, I remember you telling me this.
And all I remember is like all I could see was like everything was like pink and red. Like I could not tell distinguishing features. And I was like, oh, I was clicking onto my coworker as an anchor. She had a striped sweater. I'm like, that striped sweater I know's real. And so that's going to ground me. But like, I'd be looking around, and then I made eye contact with every single scare actor. And like none could, like, I don't know, like I just got so high that my perception flipped, and I just, because we left and we're in the crowd where they have like the scare actors in the crowd. I remember I was walking and I just whipped around and looked one dead in the eyes. He's about to scare me, and he just went like back into the crowd. Like I just gained the ability to know where they were.
Matt is scarier than any scare actor.
Mm-hmm.
Let it be known.
I mean, imagine you're like a scare actor. Like, I'm going to scare this guy. He's clinging to this person. He's obviously terrified. It's going to be easy. And then you sneak up on him and suddenly he like goes like, huh? And just look, the turns slowly to just like wide eyed stares you dead in your eyes. You'd be like, oh, okay, I'm backing up.
Oh my gosh.
I know you know the story. Have I told you the story of the haunted scare grounds with Geneva?
I feel like I've heard some of it, but it's been.
I love the story.
Oh, okay, no.
So,
you might. It sounds familiar, so you might have, but I do not remember.
Okay. So.
It's so funny.
Geneva and I's first date was the haunted scare grounds in Niles, Ohio. And purposefully, we were avoiding clowns. I was protecting her from chainsaws. She was protecting me from clowns.
As you should.
She's half tree.
Yeah. Later we met a chainsaw clown, which was just both of our
kryptonite. Oh, yeah, no, that's your downfall.
We were spooked, but we were actively avoiding clowns, and we were going to the farmhouse, and they swapped the lobby of the circus in the farmhouse and didn't fucking tell anyone.
No.
So... So there are these like four like scary zombie ass clowns, like grabbing the poles and like slamming them down and talking. One of them talked to me.
I've never heard of clowns in the like a haunted house like talking that much. Besides like creepy laughs and
she said my name. It was upsetting.
Oh, how did they know your name?
At some point she must have said it. I don't remember.
Oh my god.
So we are 45 minutes getting through this line. I am having a 45 minute real panic attack. Oh, no. I am squeezing onto her hand so tightly that I later learn I am actively bruising it.
So I think we need to have a talk about your phobia with clowns.
Nah, I just don't have. Yeah, I just don't have to interact with
you
them.
Should just watch The Terrifier. You'll chainsaws, feel a lot better.
Chainsaws is an interesting fear.
It just, yeah,
it's just very specific, and that's why I find it interesting.
I mean, like, those things could literally like injure you at the very like, yeah, littlest but slip of your hand.
I know for a fact if the killdozer was coming towards Geneva, the she killdozer? Would face it down without fear.
The killdozer.
The killdozer.
What is the killdozer?
I'm sorry, we're going to have to segue here. So the killdozer, there was this guy whose name I always forget, but he was very upset.
Is this a real person or is this,
this
a
is a real
person?
Thing that happened. Okay. I watched it. But he was really upset with how like the town was treating him. Because they were fucking him over with the like zoning laws and shit.
Okay.
And so he bought a bulldozer, built a giant concrete shell for it, got inside, lowered the concrete shell onto it, and then just started driving. And nothing, he didn't kill anyone, but nothing could stop him. So he just drove, I'll show you after we're done the video, but he just drove through town, drove through buildings. Like the cops would set up barricades, and he would just
as he
drive
should.
Through. It went on for a while. It only stopped because it broke down. It got stuck.
Of course it did.
It got stuck. And they spent like 30 minutes trying to drill inside before he killed himself.
That is a very, very upsetting story.
He's up there with James Brown, in my opinion. Some of the greatest American heroes.
John Brown.
Do you know how many people he probably ran over?
No one.
No one? You're kidding.
No fatalities. He did not want to. He was not going out of his way to
kill anyone. Was this thing like not driving that fast?
Well, it's a bulldozer. And I think he was driving. There it is.
Oh my god!
But he was driving it in a way I think to let people know he was coming because he only destroyed he destroyed property of everyone who's fucking him over.
He didn't actually want anybody to die.
Yeah, I don't
he just wanted to be an asshole.
Yeah, he just wanted to you know
to prove a point.
Yeah, get some justice for himself and his giant all machine. Right. God Almighty! I want like the first footage of like just the killdozer emerging. Can you imagine?
Everybody went, oh shit!
It's about like a Mad Max movie. It's just like you're outside a fucking, or it's the Batmobile from the Batman where you're just outside a garage. And you're like, what is that? It's just, yeah, like Geneva would face that down, no fear.
Sure, yeah, probably. Chainsaws freaked her out.
Half tree.
I mean, I get it. Those things are dangerous. Like I just recently watched The Terrifiers to also prepare for HHN and didn't have any issues with the scene in the first movie where he hangs the girl upside down and then uses the chainsaw to split her in half. That didn't bother me because it looked so fake. It was so stupid. I'm watching the third movie and all of a sudden he's attacking these two people in the bathroom. The guy falls down on the ground. And you know what he does with that chainsaw? Right down the butt crack. Slice and then sticks it straight up, and that made me uncomfortable because it looked more real. Like they definitely upped the budget as the movies went on, and the third movie definitely made me uncomfortable at that point. And then later on with the rats, I don't really want to get into it, but yeah,
yeah, I would love to not talk about Terrifier. Yeah.
A lot of people use chainsaws in movies, but I can't recall.
Like Leatherface?
Anyone being murdered by a chainsaw, like off a...
It's very messy.
Yeah. Like
so
people use them a lot
I feel
after
like,
murders.
Yeah. Like, you know, to cut people, like
also,
cut the limbs and
it's
burn
dangerous.
Them in acid.
You don't want to be swinging that thing around, you know? If you're not a lumberjack. And
exactly.
How many lumberjacks don't kill people? They're stewards of the trees.
So after 45 minutes of a straight panic attack, we make it through the farmhouse, which had zero clowns.
Oh, okay,
thank
good.
Thank the Lord.
Did they have any good scares?
Yeah, that's some good scares.
Okay, good.
Yeah. And we
thank
leave.
God there was no clowns.
Yeah.
I am just imagine you walk in, there's a sign that says, no clowns here, and the Kanye song they use, and all like the edit starts playing, where it's like, thank praise the Lord. You're like,
I would make a haunted house that was advertised to have no clowns, and then it was just all straight clowns.
That's good.
I would leave.
No one would be suspicious.
I should have left. I should have left in the 45
minute. Do you know how many bad ratings I would get on Yelp for that?
Yes. Deservedly so.
You'd be
listen,
a hero.
I'm not even my disinterest in clowns aside.
Disinterest is a weak term for what you possess.
If my fear of clowns aside, if someone advertised something, no of something, and then it had all of that something, zero.
What if there's no mention of it
five
at
stars.
All? It just, it's like the haunted laboratory, and you go, and then it just happens that all the scientists are clown doing clown science. Like, you see they have a kid, and they're turning him into, like, a balloon animal.
I actually think there was zero clowns in the entirety of both of those houses.
Oh, hell yeah.
This weekend. I'm pretty sure. I don't remember there being. I was wrong. There's one.
Okay.
There's a birthday party scene.
Sure.
I think they're cutting back on. Yeah, I watched Nate film that.
I was an actor in that.
I think they're cutting back on clowns because unless you're afraid of clowns,
it really doesn't do anything.
Clowns are hacky.
Yeah.
That's the thing is, like, it's possibly the one fear that is so fucking hacky and cliched, except for, like, there's a small group of people who are truly afraid of it. Because, like, not everyone's afraid of, I'm trying to think of, like, a common fear. It's a common thing people are afraid of.
Spiders.
Yeah, like not everyone's afraid of spiders. But you can be like, you can see a spider and be like, oh, and scared by it, right? And you're like, oh, that's scary.
Yeah.
But like clowns really is like, at this point, you're not afraid of them at all, or you're deadly afraid of them. There's like no middle ground where you're like, they're kind of spooky.
Like, she literally yelled at me, the clown girl, and she goes, tell her happy birthday. And I was like, happy birthday.
That's why I was thinking when you said,
like, I wasn't like scared of her.
I can't wait to see his next movie. I'm like, what if it's a clown one?
Ooh.
For a good local Akron boy, I'd suffer through it.
I actually heard, so like I've been talking to him, and he said his next project's an AR experience called Harrison Stop Being Afraid of Clowns.
Also at that haunted house, we leave the barn, and at the end I'm like, yeah. I'm so glad you already like me, because that was fucking embarrassing. But also later we were in line for another one, just outside in the open in the wild.
Yeah, and like naturally.
Yeah. And there were clowns about. They're allowed to be.
Yeah, of course.
They're citizens. They're
that's
allowed
progressive
to be.
For you, because you were saying they weren't people a few episodes ago.
So we were talking to, I'm guessing, a high school couple in front, because it was just whatever. And I'm about to turn to check behind for something. And this dude, this 16-year-old goes, I wouldn't do that, buddy. He saved my fucking life. Because
no,
apparently,
is there a clown
apparently
right
there was a fucking Pennywise.
Oh my God.
And he's like, I wouldn't do that if I were you, buddy. He saved me.
You think he would have danced? I don't think enough Pennywise has danced, despite the fact he is the dancing clown. If he could, like, a horror in the movie, and he's like, oh, it's Pennywise.
It
and he just goes, woo! I'm like, he should do his little dance. He's a famous dancer.
It would make you feel better. It's a really stupid dance.
It is
oh,
a
I've
really
seen it.
Stupid
I've seen it. It's terrifying.
Anyway, about this movie.
So Shelby Oaks. honestly, this
Shelby.
Provided this provided Shelby.
Shelby.
Written and directed by Chris Stuckman, who is a local Akron boy and a YouTube critic.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
like actually from Akron.
Like,
makes so much sense.
Like lives
with what's
in Akron.
In this movie.
Like earlier this week was taking pictures at the Nightlight downtown because it was showing Shelby Oaks. Also, his wife is one of the reactors on the news, and their twin boys
are really?
The two little baby boys.
Aww.
Yeah. So this movie rips right off the bat. This movie rips. It's really good.
It feels very like Blair Witch.
The only criticism I have, and it's not even a criticism of the movie, just another movie I like to see, is like I almost want to see the entire movie as the opening, where it's like you're watching
a documentary.
What's the movie called? The Atticus Institute. It's a lot like that. It's the Atticus Institute is
I never watched that one.
It's a mockumentary about a psych ward where one of the people is literally possessed by the devil, but a bunch of these people have special psychic powers, quote unquote, but one of them is better than the rest, and it's because she's possessed by the devil. It's all told through like a true crime documentary.
That is so cool.
I was like, is this gonna be the whole movie? Because if so, that's
fucking excited for it to be.
It's very much the vibe is very similar, and it's what it like. The Atticus Institute is what if that's the whole movie. But yeah, I thought this movie was going to be straight found footage. Mm-hmm. Like all of the marketing.
I also
was
thought
that
was, with the trailer, it like showed all the found footage stuff.
Yeah,
and then it started off as this documentary. I was like, whoa.
He probably thought
totally
of the really sweet transition and said, "I have to make the rest cinematic," because that transition from the found footage.
Yes.
To the cinematic view mm-hmm. is one of the cleanest fucking shots I've ever seen.
Yes.
So good. This is, I mean, he's made like features as a kid with friends as like in like high school and et cetera, but this is his debut like officially released feature film. It's really cool to see someone go from like a critic who loves movies to actually getting to make the movie. Your one criticism, what was your, that you wanted everything to be the beginning, basically?
Yeah, I'm not even saying that, like, it's a weird criticism, because I'm not saying that would be better if it was like that. It was just like,
we
I
were
would love,
prepared for it.
I would love
like
to see
that.
A movie like this, like that. Because the idea of making the horror work through that mm-hmm. would have been fucking fascinating.
This isn't even a criticism. It's more like what happens when people who love film forever get to make their first film on the big stage mm-hmm. is this movie wears its influences on its sleeve sometimes so obviously. Like, you can definitely tell, like, Blair Witch, what's the movie called? It's like the Disappearance of Deborah something. I'm blank. There's like Hereditary.
To be fair, it's the first like Blair Witch follow up that doesn't feel hacky.
Yeah, I'm not saying like it's a bad thing. Yeah. I just mean like
you can see the influences.
You can see the influences, and I don't even wish that it was original is the wrong word. I don't even like this is like pretty. This is like pretty solid original film. Like
yeah. Oh yeah.
But. I'm very interested to see, like, now that he has shown us the movies he loves, now, like, his next project, like, shed that and what is
Hallmark
your voice?
Rom-com.
I think, on some level, I think his voice is, like, I love movies, and then I'm very interested to see, like, his next project is, here is my voice as a filmmaker.
Hot Frosty 2.
No.
If he
even frostier.
If he does that, I'll watch it.
Hell yeah.
I will not watch it otherwise.
It should be okay, you know how they made Jack Frost and then they made Jack Frost but like the horror movie version?
Mm-hmm.
Hot Frosty but Hot Frosty the horror movie version?
Yes.
Come on.
We need more hot enemies in horror. Too many monsters in horror. Ugly. I want to see some hot men up there. Hot buff men who used to be snowmen. And they're also also a Jesus metaphor.
All right, anyway.
Think about it. Tear Art the Clown, not hot. Leatherface, not hot. Jason, not hot. Freddy, not hot.
Anyway, now that you tell me that this director is from the Cleveland Akron area.
Yeah.
Like, that's wild to me because the whole time I'm sitting there watching this movie and I'm like, okay.
Why is this movie so Ohio?
This movie is so Ohio.
I was like, oh my gosh, because I'm sitting there and they mentioned, I did actually look up some of these things afterwards because mm-hmm. as soon as they mentioned like Shelby Oaks, Ohio, I was like, oh, I didn't know if that was a place or not. And I wasn't going to look it up mid-film because, right. You know, I'm in the movie theater, etiquette people.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh, I'll look at it later. And then they said Dark County. Well, apparently Dark County does exist. exist in Western Ohio. I had no idea, but Shelby Oaks doesn't exist. Obviously, we have Shelby, Ohio, but not Shelby Oaks. But I started bursting out laughing when they said about the Shelby Oaks jail, and they slapped a picture of the Ohio State Reformatory on the table, and I went, hey, I've been there.
I almost want this to be a movie made by someone not from Ohio, just because of how weird that would be. Just like, why is this guy like Ohio so much?
Well, I'm wondering, and I did not look this up, though, because they also had, when they talked about the Shelby Oaks Amusement Park, they kept showing, like, an abandoned Ferris wheel, and I could be wrong. Like, do not come for me if I am wrong, but I think it's the Chippewa Lake Amusement Park. Because just like looking at that picture and some of the imagery they had for it, I think it is, because my friends and I have tried to drive out there to see it, but you cannot get to it because it's completely fenced off. You actually have to drive through this neighborhood, and it was so terrifying when we did this like 2 years ago. We drove all the way up there. It was almost like 2 hours away from us.
Some normal paranoid
style. Oh, definitely. Yeah. You get up there and it's this neighborhood, and it's not, it looks abandoned, but it's not. And everybody was just staring at us driving through this neighborhood. Like, I swear everybody was outside their house just going deadpan, staring at us, watching us drive by. Chippewa Lake, Ohio.
Because we're in Ohio, so.
I think it's like near Youngstown, I want to say.
Oh, that
like
makes a lot of sense, yeah.
That way. I could be wrong. It could be the
other
way.
The most accurate thing about this movie is that it's set in southern Ohio, which is
Dark County is actually in western Ohio.
But it's like southern west, right?
No, it's like literally just straight out west is what it said, western Ohio. It doesn't say southwestern. It's just a western. But I'm like, it's so funny because Chippewa Lake Amusement Park and Ohio State Reformatory are nowhere near each other, but yet in the movie the guy is standing in the cell staring out the window this whole time, and that's like a big part of this movie, is that he stands in the cell and stares at it because he's staring at the amusement park that you can blatantly see from the window.
It is kind of right on the border of, like, if you go one county up, you're in the northern west.
It's like, yeah, like I said, like, you are literally anything, in western
anything
Ohio.
South of Columbus is a wasteland where spooky
but
things happen.
Dark County is just like a very, there's not much there.
Because there's ghosts down there.
There's ghosts everywhere.
So
just like the movie, there's ghosts everywhere.
It has the
just kidding. It's a demon.
It has the Garst Museum in Dark County.
So in 2008, this group of YouTubers go and they're ghost
so
explorers.
So accurate YouTubers.
The most 2008
the most accurate 2008 YouTube I've ever seen. This guy,
love it.
This guy was on YouTube.
I have to unlearn my skills. I have to regress as a YouTuber and make a really bad graphic.
So they go to Shelby Oaks. Well, they go to a bunch of places all over Ohio.
Oh, of course, because they love Ohio.
Yes. This is also our second horror movie in a row to take place in Ohio.
What was the first?
Trick or Treat.
Does it really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it, so.
So in 2008, this group of teens, they go travel around Ohio looking for ghosts.
Like the fucking Scooby-Doo gang.
The Paranormal Paranoids.
Oh, yes.
And
great name.
Yes, 100%.
We have Ghost Adventures. We have Ghost Hunters. No, Paranormal Paranoids.
they visit Shelby Oaks, which is an abandoned amusement town.
Before that, we
prison.
Learned that they see ghosts. They've seen because they're at another place, and that's when
Riley
explicitly
has
sees the ghost.
Well, because then they show like the little ghost in the other building they're in earlier, because the sister's like. They saw things. And
so
they show the footage.
The ghost has been there this whole time since she was little. That's the backstory.
Yes.
Is this whole time, like ever since she was a little girl, she saw this creature at her window.
Oh,
and so when she went like actually looking for other ghosts and other proof that ghosts existed, he still followed her, but they never knew this.
I thought it was mentioned like the paranoids were known for like...
They saw like door slam and caught like ghost shit.
Like normal.
But like she's the only one who like sees the ghosts, except on video when she's around. Then anyone
yeah, because I'm
can
saying wasn't
the
wasn't there the one footage they show like the first jump scare
in like
I think.
One frame?
Yeah, where it's like ding.
Shelby Oaks. It's an abandoned amusement park, town, cabin, prison.
Yep, that's all there is, guys. Few buildings, a prison. Amusement park and a cabin in the woods.
They used to go there all the time. What a wild town.
Hey, where are you from? Shelby Oaks. Anything interesting there? Well, we have a prison and an amusement park.
And so...
Sounds like Akron.
Well, everyone has prison. No, we have like a big, like a prison prison. Have you seen Shawshank? It looks a lot like that.
I just read that book too. Yeah. That's what was funny.
Good and book. An amusement park. Okay.
But the head of this ghost hunter group is Riley, who is being haunted by a demon lord named Tamarin. Tamarin's the spice.
Tarion?
Yeah.
The incubus.
I'm pretty sure it's Tarion. Let me look it up real quick.
Haunted by the incubus. Her entire life, and they get they go to a cabin in Shelby Oaks. Well, they go to the prison, and
she's like, "We need to go."
She's like, "We need to." Right when they get to Shelby Oaks, she's like, "We need to get the hell out of here right now. This is bad vibes." Listen, we ghost hunt all the time, and this is worse. There's something actually evil here.
Yeah, I feel like I would go.
And then in typical teenage boy fashion, they push forward, ignoring the sound advice of the smart, reasonable woman.
If my friend who always seems to have like ghost experiences says we need to leave this area, I would be, okay, yeah, sure. Yeah.
It's Tarion.
Okay, thank you.
Tarion. Even though this says Terrio, I know it has an end at the end.
Yes.
I mean, it also just has like a bad energy. Like, you walk into town and you're like, bad vibes.
Oh, instantly. There's nothing there.
r/Reddit, someone posted a picture of Vic sent to me. She's like, this is ridiculous. This Reddit exists. But it's r/psychics. It's just a picture of like a nursery. And it's like, is there bad energy in my nursery? I was like, honestly, yeah. Like, you're looking
every
at this
nursery.
Thing. Well, no, like, you look, it has like the same thing that like, Shelby Oaks has, where you look at it and you're like, it's just something's not right.
Oh,
here.
Yes, an abandoned town. There's great energy there.
They go through the prison. They stop at cell 37, which is where the dude, I forget the dude's name, but the son of the creepy lady.
The main guy who quite literally at the beginning of the movie.
Look at that nursery. Winston Miles, something like that.
Look at that haunted nurse. That's bad energy in there.
That's bad energy.
Yeah, like that's...
Yes, I know his last name was Miles, yes. But he...
Winston Miles or something to that extent.
This definitely like shocked me. I was not expecting this to happen when he knocks on the door at the beginning of the movie. When you think they're gonna do this whole movie as a documentary and then they're taking a break from filming it, he knocks on the door, she goes to answer it, and he's like, she let me go, and then shoots himself in the head right then and there. Like, I was like, what?
They break the 180 rule, but that's because they had to flip into cinematic time.
Mm-hmm. That was wild to me. That was a great, like, opening, though, to bring that out. But he's the one that's stuck in this cell. He's the one that all this is centered around that's not the demon, and I love that.
But sees and is kind of possessed by the demon, at least temporarily at any given point in time. Also, I don't I have no way of actually knowing this. I don't speak with Chris Stuckman ever on the reg. But cell 37 has to be a Kevin Smith Clark's reference. It has to be. Kevin Smith is in the special thanks of this movie. And
they're besties.
Yeah, he's like a god of indie film. That has to be a reference.
Oh, 100%.
Or it's something I'm entirely not getting, but that is my guess.
He could just really like the number 37.
Yeah. Chris, if you're listening, please comment. Please let me know. Is it a Kevin Smith?
He went to
reference?
Get like stencils for it, and the only thing they had at like Joanne's was like a 3 and a 7.
He's like
73 is too high.
Unless they went in and filmed in the prison, and that was like one of the few numbers that you could actually read on the wall still.
Maybe.
So
maybe
it's
just the nicest one. He's like, yeah. These other ones kind of suck.
He's like, this works.
But then they go to the cabin where it's a creepy cabin right from the get again.
Oh, yeah.
For like the fourth time, Riley's like, can we get the fuck out of here, please? And they see a dude outside on the porch, but like he disappears and then he doesn't.
And then they stay.
And then they stay.
The moment a man, even if he didn't disappear, there's a man around my cabin, I'm leaving. If a man disappears,
like,
where'd he go? Even if he's not bad,
like,
what
first
got
of all,
him?
It's such teenage logic.
First of all, if they see this cabin in the middle of the woods, they're like, let's stay there. No. I'm getting the fuck out.
I understand entering, kind of. For the sake of your show, I understand.
During the day.
Sleeping
during the day.
Sleeping in a strange
cabin.
During
the day.
sleeping in a strange cabin that has a made bed. That's like how Goldilocks almost got.
Yeah.
Got. Like,
almost got the like bears.
A, go to like a Red Roof Inn.
But
the whole town's abandoned.
Drive like 60.
Go to the next town.
Yeah.
Go to the next town.
Just find a hotel.
You don't see any other paranormal person. Like, well, no, I shouldn't say that because the shows that I watch, they sleep there.
That's
overnight.
Upsetting. No.
Oh, yeah, no, it's actually quite fun.
That's like supposed to be like, we're sleeping here to find ghosts.
That's their thing.
That wasn't like the implication here. I think that's just where they were staying, which is nuts. Because they weren't like, oh, this is a haunted cabin. We're going to see if there's ghosts here at night. They
is it an Airbnb?
We're like an hour away from home. Yeah.
That's 2008. I forgot.
Yeah. They were like an hour away from. I mean, how long was that car ride? Because the sister makes it in a night. So
you could also just drive home.
Oh my gosh. You should have heard me in the theater. I was sitting there and I look over at Matt and I was like, she quite literally dropped everything in the middle of the night. Drives to this place by herself.
Yeah.
No like, gun, no weapon.
No, I'm going to do this in the middle of the night
I'm
by myself. Like,
breaking
you couldn't
and
wait,
entering.
You couldn't have waited till the next morning.
No, she had to break and enter on like state property.
Like, I don't think a couple hours of sleep was going to like set you back, honey.
So, 2 hours max.
Yeah.
We actually could logistically figure this out probably if we sat down.
But it's like, yeah, just go. Like, go.
Just go.
Go home and visit the prison during the day.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It would have been a lot less creepy. You wouldn't have had the risk of your flashlight running out of battery, which it did, of course, because it's a scary movie.
Bring someone with you.
Where's your husband? Wasn't he out of town, I think? Do you not have any friends?
He left, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he was on like a business trip or something.
Oh, I thought he left because she was going crazy.
I don't
the
remember.
Sister.
He was around throughout, like, I think throughout the entirety.
And then he's like, you need help.
Because
before
she drove was when she showed him all the pictures.
Yeah.
Which is also another insane reaction. Because she shows him a picture in which there's clearly, if not a ghost, someone in the background. And he goes,
you need help.
Yeah, he doesn't even go, I don't think it's a ghost, but we should probably talk about this man that's in the background.
But my theory is that the sisters are the only ones who, like,
can actually see him. So not even in the pictures. Nobody else can see it.
So
that's wild.
Because the police watched the video 500 times and didn't see. And the viewers on the video, they say they saw something, but they couldn't make out whatever it was.
Yeah.
So it would make sense that the sisters are the only ones who can see. So then we later find out he didn't just disappear. He was just around the corner. He was just waiting for him to come out.
Yeah.
But they go out to the porch and they go around the corner like some stupid teens.
Of course.
And then he just, I assume you jumped so high when it was just, he appeared out of the corner, pushed them in the house and just started like clawing into them.
It was that actually got me.
By that point in the film, I was like, I was just moving closer to Jenna, completely crouched on the chair.
I will also, Chris Stuckman is really good at controlling the tension in this movie. He's so good.
Such a bad husband. Just if my wife says, I'd say go get a Catholic priest. That's the first thing I'm going to say. Exorcisms are real.
Mm-hmm.
So Riley gets held captive for 12 years. The documentary in the beginning takes place in 2020. Takes place.
Okay. The first video took place in 2008.
Yes.
Oh, man, that woman has a very bad year. All this shit happens, then the pandemic.
Or it's an alternative universe
where the pandemic doesn't happen. Because it's definitely like not like the middle of winter, because if it was. So that means that this stuff, like the documentary and stuff, would have had to take place in like January,
February.
Ohio during that time is not warm. It is freezing out. She is not going to be sitting on that porch in February casually looking at pictures or reading a book.
Those hellhounds be leaving track marks.
Yeah, exactly. It would have been snowing. There probably would have been a blizzard, for goodness sake.
I understand that they were ghost hounds until they weren't.
Well, the demon hounds.
They
were ghosts until they absolutely were not.
Well, the demons, they're unaffected by the material plane unless they choose to be. Or if you're using something sanctified by the power of the Holy Spirit.
They were terrifying. That's what
this
they
movie
were.
Would have been like half as long. As hell. You just get a fucking Catholic priest in there to do an exorcism.
But no, she's like, I'm going to solve all this myself.
Yeah, nothing. Not even a police officer.
I don't need any help. I'm going to do it myself.
She like texts her husband to call the cops.
Yeah, yeah. When she's in the middle of the woods, she's like, call the cops. I've turned on my location. Send help.
We're going to be jumping ahead a bunch, but like since we're on that scene, I'm not taking the baby. I just saw...
He was very adamant about this baby during the movie.
I'm aware.
He was so mad.
I mean, look, there's a woman, like, a woman put blood on this baby. The baby ate the blood, and then she did actual magic. I watched...
He was cursed from the moment he set foot in that crib.
A person who's never seen magic before, watched a woman do actual... lift someone up and throw him, like, actual magic. Again, this is where I thought about the Catholic priest. I'm like, you're not going to, like take this baby to, like, a priest or anything or do anything with it? You're going to take it straight home?
Nah, he's fine.
They're not religious folk. Just, they're not religious people. That's her sister's baby, and she always wanted a baby.
Yeah.
Like, this is why you have to get the baby baptized as soon as possible so a creepy old woman can't put a demon in it. This is what happened. This is why you're rushed as a Catholic.
Obviously, they weren't going to get the baby baptized in the cabin.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying
because the baby was literally designed from birth to be possessed.
I got an idea.
Please.
It just came to me. Okay, so you were saying like the Winston Miles guy. So he was definitely like, he was a part of it. We all know this.
Yeah.
And he's the one that got married to Riley. And he was the one that kept... Like, she must have been pregnant.
Six, seven times.
Yeah.
Like, she was gone for 12 years. Who knows? She could have been pregnant every single year. So, and this is the only baby that was, like, still good to go, still ready for the possession. But, so my question is, so if your theory that, like, you know, Winston was, like, kind of possessed.
Yeah.
What if he was being possessed by Tarion?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so... Kind of like, I think like an American Horror Story, yep. When, you know, Evan Peters puts the suit on and him and the mom have the demon baby. All these babies are demon babies. All with Tarion. Tarion is the actual father of all these children. Mm-hmm. And what if Riley's the one that kills every single one on purpose?
That would not shock me.
So that that is her only way of fighting back.
Yeah.
Is to... kill these babies.
I understand
that. And what if that's the reason they locked her in the basement so she couldn't get to this last baby? And then maybe like the one before they finally figured out she was the one doing it, so the next time she got pregnant and had the baby, they immediately locked her up and took the baby away from her. And
I read
they
it
were
as
like, all right,
miscarriage.
Bye, Winston, you're done.
Because like it's a guy who's like...
I also read it as miscarriage, but I like your theory a lot.
He can't be shooting 100%. There's not good stuff coming out of him. And it's like in the middle of the actual death house because there's black mold everywhere. Like
there was so much black mold.
Like, even if this house, even if this house isn't haunted, you should leave.
You're gonna die just from inhalation of this black mold.
Maybe they had the last baby outside, so that way the black mold immediately.
I just keep thinking about that because of, you know, in the end, she tries to kill that baby too.
Yes.
So it would make sense if she's the one, like, she has tried to kill every single one of these babies. And so she wanted to do the last one in before he got a chance to, you know, be baptized by Tarion and the witch lady.
The incubus.
Grow up to be a demon as well. But she couldn't because they locked her up and kept her away from this baby. And then she's like, well, great. Now I can't do anything else. So I might as well just die in this cell.
Just adopt another baby. You watched a woman. You watched a witch, an actual witch perform magic after pouring blood on the baby, and you're like, "I'm taking him straight home."
Yeah,
because she said that her sister's only been home their first night, which means baby went to hospital, came home. There's been nothing. She's like, "That's fine."
The baby didn't do anything to the workers in the hospital. I'm sure he's fine. He's going to grow up to be a wonderful gentleman.
I'm sure the actual magical
married.
Witch pouring blood on it meant nothing.
Nah, he's fine.
But okay, like, Harris, I know you love children. You're in the situation, right?
I'm getting that baby baptized.
Yeah, you're doing something with the baby. You're not taking it home immediately.
I am having the hospital chaplain talk to that.
Yeah, I would
probably
bring
baby.
Somebody in
I'd
the hospital.
I'd put it up for adoption. I don't want
I
that.
Could
also,
not leave this baby in the woods.
Also, what I'm thinking is, hey, so, yeah, this is your room. You can stay here. I'm going to put the reminder of your 12 years of rape here with you.
Why did she put the baby?
This child?
In the room with Riley.
That's her baby.
Yeah. Okay, and Riley's not all together there. I would not leave those two in the same room.
I think it's best psychologically.
I'm sure they were supervised at all points in time.
I think it's best psychologically to put it up for adoption because it is. She's been raped for 12 years. Why are you going to keep around a physical reminder of that rape? That's not a healthy start of a relationship for a mother and a daughter.
I mean...
Or son. Or...
Everything here is less than 24 hours. Yeah. Maybe they had plans. Maybe
was it less than 24 hours that they got her out of the cabin and now she's back home?
It was her first day.
It was her first night out of the hospital.
Yeah.
Okay. So how long was she in the hospital?
I don't know. I would say probably like... Two or three days.
Yeah. So less than a week, they were probably figuring shit out. Probably there were a lot of logistics, and they listen. Also, grew up religious. Same boat. I would have had someone bless that baby.
Like, so wait, most hospitals have like
a hospital chaplain.
A chaplain.
Yes.
Okay. So what if that was the reason that nothing happened in the hospital?
Maybe
like Tyrion couldn't get to the baby because they were in the hospital and the hospital, you know, had a chapel. But you don't see if we go back and ever watch this movie, like there's no crosses in the house.
I'm surrounded by crosses.
Any of that
I'm putting
stuff
in crosses the house. In my yard.
Listen, I'm on your side.
I'm
team take the baby, but I am team
get the baby baptized
now.
I mean, team take the baby.
I'm just not team take the baby home. Like, get
what
the baby
are you gonna do with the baby?
Put off for adoption.
Your sister's rape baby.
I don't want my sister to have to see a rape baby. It's a rape. I don't think a lot of people keep their rape babies. I think a lot of times they go up for adoption. I think that's common practice.
On top of that, I'm just laughing at like the husband. How she's like, and how does your husband feel about the baby and your sister living with you? He's coming around to it. No, that man is like running with his tail between his legs.
He's
running
like
away.
Also, she loves that baby because she was actively trying to stop the baby from the ceremony.
Yeah.
And so there's deep love for that baby, or at least a deep protective instinct. Mm-hmm. And maybe they asked Riley if they want to take the baby home, and Riley was going to kill the baby but lied to them. Like,
yeah, she probably, because you know she already had like premeditated thoughts.
I would still have
this.
Holy, like a regular occurrence was having a priest in the family come over and splash holy water around the house.
Sure.
And we hadn't seen a witch perform magic.
So anyway. This movie is really good. It's a hell of a debut.
Oh my gosh, it's so fun to watch.
Keith Davis caught me by surprise.
One scene.
He popped up and was like, oh, it's Keith Davis. Okay. Great. I didn't think I'd see him here. It's fantastic. Love the guy.
I think one of my favorite parts about this movie is the ending. Because we haven't talked about this ending. The fact that, you know, we know she's trying to, you know, get rid of the baby. And accidentally, she's like, I mean, not accidentally, but... You know, she's stopped by her sister, and her sister accidentally then pushes her out the window, killing her.
That was cracked. I think that
the
if
window
she
that
just,
was cracked.
She hit the window. If it wasn't cracked, she wouldn't have fallen through.
No, she would have been fine.
So because the window was already cracked.
With all the post-pregnancy weight.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Anyway. She falls, and that's not what kills her.
Yeah, it's a big part of that. It's like, oh, God, she died. No.
She's like,
nope, she's
in
fine.
Pain, but like.
The dogs get her.
The hellhounds.
And they start ripping her apart. This whole time I'm sitting there, and I'm like, does that need to happen? Like, was that necessary? And then you find out this whole time.
Oh, it's the Drag Me to Hell ending.
That Tyrion has been trying to get to the other sister. When the whole movie is building up to the fact that Tyrion has been stalking the younger sister, Riley.
But Tyrion likes MILFs.
But
that was the other movie
she
in the beginning.
She didn't have
a
baby.
That don't matter.
Well, they tried.
Yeah, they've been wanting a baby and...
As soon as a woman hits like 40, and if she's hot, she becomes a MILF according to our society now.
I'm happy you said 40 because for a while it was 35.
I was saying it for your benefit. Oh, I think it's like 30 now.
Oh, that's insane. Anyway, not the point. It's the movie I was blanking on. It's Drag Me to Hell. You can't avoid the consequences of your actions no matter how hard you actually try.
Yeah.
And in the end, evil conquers. Evil wins in horror. Mm-hmm. Whether
no
or not.
No matter what.
Yeah.
It has my favorite thing in horror movies, which is when someone just dies excessively.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. She falls out and then she gets torn apart by dogs. And maybe she should have caught on fire too. That would be cool.
Have either of you seen Drag Me to Hell?
No.
I have seen bits and pieces, but I haven't seen the whole thing.
The movie's called Drag Me to Hell, so I'm going to leave it up to you guys to guess what happens at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Obviously.
She's forced to go to Youngstown.
Yeah.
No, she lives in Zanesville now. But yeah, no, the ending when he's just like the imagery of him standing behind her. Mm-hmm.
And just put our hand on her shoulder
and
the eyes glow.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
I loved that.
Very insidious.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Because we need more stuff like that.
I mentioned earlier, he shows his influences on his sleeve. Mm-hmm. In the same way, he also is like kind of too beholden. If there is a criticism, it's he's too beholden to the genre. Mm-hmm. But I don't view that as a criticism. I mentioned last episode that give me a straight slasher is actually kind of refreshing. Give me just a straight ass possession story.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. I can understand some people wanting him to subvert because he does kind of like subvert the found footage. I mean, just by not making a found footage movie.
But, he tricks you.
Yes. By tricking you into thinking mm-hmm. that it's going to be a found footage movie. But like, no, I like that he just gives us the genre. He's very good at executing it.
Mm-hmm.
Now that he has shown us that he can execute it well, I am interested to see if he subverts it next time or mm-hmm. what he does next time. Also, I hate being the person that's like, you know how you spent the last 6 years of your life on this project? What are you doing next? That's super annoying. But at the same time, like,
what are you doing
what
next?
What are you doing next? Like, I
want
to know.
Invite me to do it because I would love to be a part of the project.
Clownumbus. It's about everyone in Columbus turning into clowns.
All right, so Harrison's off that project.
Listen, as long as I don't have to be on set, I can be a reporter.
No,
Give
they're
me.
Taking it's
you
going
can
to
be a
like,
reporter.
You are like we're watching a horror movie for you. It's like Escape from New York, but everyone's a clown.
So it's like that Eric Andre prank movie that came out on Netflix a couple years ago.
Yeah,
we're like only six people knew they were making a movie.
Mm-hmm.
But like I don't know that they're making a movie.
You just think that suddenly
he just tossed you in the middle of all the
you just
clown
suddenly
stuff.
Think that you're in the clown apocalypse in Columbus and you're escaping.
Oh god,
bro,
that would be terrifying.
They would kill me. I might just drop to the ground and start convulsing, like legit.
What, right? You're saying you wake up in your hotel and you're like, "What's that circus music?" And you look outside and there's a circus parade of clowns. You're just gonna drop and convulse and die?
No, I'm saying if I am in the open, I would
and
drop
there's clowns.
And start. I would drop and start convulsing, and they would get me.
No, they're starting you in a hotel room, and you have a gun.
No, I'm kidding.
No.
No, it's fine.
That cannot go on the
internet. I can, it'll be fine. I can own one next year. It's okay. Not the point.
So you wouldn't try to fight your way through the clown apocalypse?
No, any more than I would try and fight my way through the zombie apocalypse.
What if you know that the clowns have Geneva? So you had to go rescue her.
My thought process would be, God fucking damn it. And I would go through.
That's a good movie. That's a good movie.
The entire time. I would Luigi's Mansion the shit out of Columbus. Like, oh.
You get
the clown, the clown, the
biggest
clown
gun you can think of.
Yeah, for real.
And just start killing all the clowns.
The Clown King is taking Geneva, and you have to rescue
the Clown King. Oh,
the
God.
The Clown King of Columbus.
That makes me think of something else. And
boy,
he's in a big, big top circus tent. And he's gonna put her in the clown juice to make her into a clown. Big bad and clown juice.
Where do you come up with this shit?
I just don't think about what I say ever. I don't know. People are like, what's your thought process? I'm like, I don't have one. Like I feel like most people have a pipe.
like, if you want to imagine it as like a system, like there's the brain, there's a pipe, and then there's the output, and you can kind of see what's happening in the pipe. It just
yours is just a bowl.
Yeah, I don't think I don't know what I'm saying ever. It's why I don't remember what I say on these shows ever.
It's like Inside Out, Riley's mind. Mm-hmm. Okay, most people are that like train of like the train. His is the derailed train when it's they like just start falling.
In my little command center, is just that lizard that hits the button.
lizard.
But there's a bunch of buttons, and sometimes it's clown juice. Clown juice, Catholic, clown juice. Romani Pole.
Do you want to do socials?
Yeah, I can do socials. If you want to send me a signed marriage contract, you can email those to us. If you want, I'll either accept PDF or DocuSigns, but you can send like the link or the PDF to a twomenmoviepodcast@gmail.com. You want to send me pictures of Youngstown, you can find the podcast on twomenmoviepodcast@instagram.com. Take yourself in Youngstown, and I'll comment on it. Spooky! And then you'll feel like you're part of the Halloween fun. If you want to find us on YouTube, where we're going to film, what are we doing to you that I was going to film?
Oh, what was that? Do you remember that was?
The ice.
Yeah, you're going to put ice cubes on me and put me into a coma.
A medically induced coma by ice.
You want to see me cryo-freeze?
Cryo-freeze.
Harrison, with the power of only 5 toaster strudels. You can go to Two Banana Movie Podcast on YouTube. And if you want to see my various ghost adventures that I go on, stopping babies from going home if they have the devil in them, you can find me at Midwest_Magician.
Do you have anything you want to plug?
A lot of distraught mothers there.
No, I'm okay. Just watch the movie. Go see the movie if you haven't already, because it is really something.
If you want to send Jenna a signed marriage contract, I'll forward it to her if you send it to the email.
Do not do that.
No.
No, do not. Anyway.
I'm okay. I like to find my men in the wild, even though they're all terrible.
You can find me on Instagram, TikTok, Threads, and Lemonade at harrisonpool.com, HarrisonPoolDotcom, or on Letterboxd at HDPOOLE124.
He will be taking a hiatus because he will be in a medically induced coma, but I'm bringing him back in time for next episode.
Those toaster strudels, man. We gotta
do
get
not
him out.
Send me any marriage contracts. Anyway, thank
send
you.
Send him toaster strudels.
Thank you so much to Tristan Hostetter for our theme music. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you, Jenna, for suffering through this.
Oh,
thank you for having me.
Merch,
I always
merch
love
Lincoln
it.
Show.
Yeah, 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 show bio and
you can,
blah, blah,
you can
blah.
Buy our famous Marvin the Movie Walrus t-shirt.
Anyway, tune in next week for whatever movie Matthew decides. So long and good night.
Hugs and kisses.
This is Matthew and Harrison's Two Men in a Movie. It's not what it sounds like.